Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Panasonic's new powder-powered batteries will supercharge EVs. A company working with Tesla's main U.S. battery supplier has silicon-based tech that could soon give electric cars 500-mile ranges and charge refills in just 10 minutes. By Carlton Reed. Sila, a Californian company co-founded in 2011 by Tesla's seventh staffer, is going to supply Panasonic with a U.S.-made silicon powder for EV batteries that could banish range anxiety, slash charge times, and even reduce reliance on China. Panasonic's main U.S. customer is Tesla and produces around 10% of EV batteries globally. Last year, Sila signed a supply agreement with Mercedes-Benz for its new long-range G-Class electric SUV, expected to debut in 2025. The German automaker led Sila's Series E funding round in 2019. Sila's Titan silicon anode powder consists of micrometer-sized particles of nanostructured silicon and replaces graphite in traditional lithium-ion batteries. This switch-out for EVs could soon enable 500-mile nonstop trips and 10-minute recharges. What's more, the anode swap doesn't require new manufacturing techniques. The black powder already powers the 5-day battery life of the latest Whoop activity tracking wearable. It took us 12 years and 80,000 iterations to get to this point, says Sila's co-founder and CEO Gene Bertuchevsky. It's sophisticated science. Bertuchevsky started his career at Tesla, becoming the seventh employee in 2004. He was the lead for Tesla's Roadster battery system, leaving when the company had about 300 employees. After further study, he co-founded Sila with Tesla colleague Alex Jacobs and Gleb Yushin, a materials science professor at Georgia Tech. Compared to graphite, silicon stores up to 10 times more energy, so using silicon instead of graphite for anodes, the part that releases electrons during discharge, can significantly improve a battery's energy density. However, the material swells during repeated charging, and the resulting cracks radically reducing battery life. Sila's technology allows for the expansion of using nanoscale carbon scaffolding to keep the silicon in check. Titan silicon is a nanocomposite material, says Bertuchevsky. It's like raisin bread, where the raisins are the silicon, and there's the squishy matrix around the raisins with a big outer rind on the particle itself. The rind holds the space, and the bread moves around when the raisins expand. The scaffold is not holding the silicon, it's accommodating the expansion. The patented scaffolding process involves silicon-derived silane gas infiltrating custom carbon lattices. The resulting micron-scale powder is shipped to battery makers. We can replace anywhere from 50 to 100% of the graphite in lithium-ion batteries, claims Bertuchevsky. A full-fat replacement could deliver a 40% increase in mileage for a typical EV and reduce the weight to 80% charge to the time it takes to leisurely fill a tank with gas. Sila says that Titan silicon is about 5 times lighter than graphite and takes up about half the space when fully charged. In a press release announcing the agreement with Sila, Panasonic said it has a goal of increasing the volumetric energy density of its batteries to 1,000 watt-hours per liter by 2030. That's a very high metric, says Berdichevsky. The best batteries in the world today are right around 740 watt-hours per liter. And those are the same numbers that solid-state battery developers claim that they can reach. We're saying we can soon reach those levels with technology that is here now. Graphite is the world's default anode material, present in almost every lithium-ion battery and consisting of up to 60% of a battery's volume. According to an International Energy Agency report, about three-quarters of all EV batteries are currently made in China. Mining consultancy Benchmark Mineral Intelligence estimates that China produces 61% of the world's naturally occurring graphite and refines 98% of finished graphite material. Silicon is the world's second most abundant element in the Earth's crust. Oxygen is the first. And the high-purity quartz used in silane gas production is mined in the U.S. Since 2017, Sila's anode powder destined for consumer electronics has been made in a pilot facility at the company headquarters in Alameda, California. Still, to produce at an automotive scale, the company is now fitting out a never-used 600,000-square-foot fiberglass factory in Moses Lake, Washington, initially employing 100 mostly local people with plans for an additional 600 as the company grows. Moses Lake, noted for its potatoes but just a speck on the map halfway between Seattle and Spokane, is now a hydroelectric hub attracting next-gen industries keen on the area's cheap, clean power. Berdichevsky states that if you're supplying European customers, it now pays to be off the dirty grid. A regulation passed by the European Parliament in June made it a no-brainer for Sila to locate in the town. Brussels now requires every EV battery destined for the EU market to carry a label declaring its carbon footprint. Battery passports must digitally track batteries and their materials through the supply chain. There are also supply chain requirements in the Inflation Reduction Act, or IRA, of 2022. To qualify for EV subsidies, battery minerals must be sourced domestically or from allies. The climate change-focused parts of IRA mandate the U.S. sourcing of minerals to the tune of 40% this year, rising to 80% from 2027 onward. The IRA also prohibits using critical minerals, battery materials, and other components from foreign entities of concern. If you use any material that comes from China in your batteries, then your customers will miss out on a $7,500 tax credit, says Berdichevsky. Sila is not the only automotive-focused silicon nanocomposite maker attracted to the clean power of Moses Lake. 1 mile down the road from the former fiberglass factory, Group 14 Technologies has broken ground on a new build factory that will make similar powder for Porsche. The German automaker led a $614 million funding round in Group 14 last year. When the seven-year-old company's plant opens in 2024, it will produce enough of its SCC55 anode powder for 200,000 EVs annually. There are companies that have partnerships and collaborations, but they're all still in development, claims Berdichevsky, while we're ready for scale production manufacturing. Not coincidentally, Moses Lake is also home to REC Silicon, a formerly shuttered supplier to the photovoltaics industry, and now one of only two U.S. lawmakers of silane gas. Group 14 will be sourcing locally. Berdichevsky preferred not to say where Sila is sourcing its silane. Both companies received federal grants of $100 million to build their silicon anode factories. Jay Turner, an environmental studies professor at Wellesley College, tells Wired that large-scale domestic manufacturing of new EV battery technologies is understandably a big deal. It marks an important break with history, says the battery historian who tracks new North American EV production. However, they are just two of the silicon anode producers in the U.S. Californian companies 1D Battery Sciences and Amprius grow silicon nanowires that they claim are less prone to swelling than nanosilicon powders. Amprius, founded in 2008 by Stanford materials science professor Yi Kui, has focused on silicon anodes for the aviation sector, while 1D Battery Sciences will be putting its silicon nanotechnology into GM's Ultium batteries. Instead of engineering silicon nanoparticles or nanowires, Enovate, also of California, deposits nanoscale silicon films directly onto copper foil. Its silicon anode batteries are already used in electric motorbikes. Chicago startup NanoGraph makes a silicon oxide material for anodes that it pre-swells for stability. Its anodes are used in military electronics. Developers of other battery chemistries are looking to supplant traditional lithium-ion completely. Tesla is already producing cars with lithium iron phosphate batteries. Toyota has teased industry insiders with its solid-state batteries. Chinese firms are developing sodium-ion or Na-ion technologies that require little to no lithium, nickel, or cobalt. And Samsung SDI is perfecting high-manganese batteries. There could well be room for all the above in a growing global EV market. Indeed, the UK's Advanced Propulsion Center, a specialist in emerging battery technologies, says this shift in electric tech is not about one type of battery chemistry winning over the other, as the performance characteristics mean that user cases vary. Thanks for listening to Wired. My name is Zeke Robison, and for more stories just like this one, visit us at wired.com. Like what you learned? Subscribe everywhere you listen to podcasts and get more business news at wired.com/business.